New Jersey approves gay unions, including the pipe fitters and joiners, steam fitters, longshoremen. And go ahead, AFSCME me. Homeland Security is giving up on facial recognition at airports, so if they don't say hello, don't take it personal. They'd much rather feel inside your waistband anyway, really. But they should kiss you afterwards, I always thought. You know, a little peck on the cheek, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yoko Ono's chauffeur wanting to kill her is ruled justifiable. Be surprised if he did. Inquest in Princess Diana's death reveals no Prince Charles on a grassy knoll. Hillary forms exploratory presidential coven. She plans to run on just the one name, though, like Evita. I don't know if you... Yeah. Some feeling among Democrats that Hillary Obama might be more than just the start of an Earl Butts joke. You have to go back a ways, really, to appreciate that. Yeah. President Bush returns from his listening tour all listened out. Good thing he can't read lips like his dad, you know. Did play a round of Pictionary with the Joint Chiefs. That was kind of cool. All Mr. Bush wants for Christmas is a new strategy. A new strategy, a new strategy. And so forth. Retired generals return Rumsfeld's head for going away party. Rumsfeld reminded those assembled that he returns every other administration, so they better not get too relaxed. James Baker finds lump of coal in his stocking. Baker's so mad about Mr. Bush dissing his plan, he threatened to turn in all the Florida ballots he has in his trunk. And... and the military records and the arrest records. And why does he even bother, really? He gets that right. Kind of, you know. Pat Robertson, prayer line, strikes down Democratic senator. Now they just need 30 in the House, so watch for that. Dick Cheney could reprise his role as Phantom of the Senate. Dennis Kucinich to run for Harold Stanton. McCain Brigade of middle-aged plus vets letting their uniform pants out for service in the Iraq Civil War as soon as they can figure out which side to come in on. Okay. Very pithy. He's so political sometimes, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he just, he's so political. Pinochet disappeared. British drop phrase war on terror for a spot of bother. Al Gore may receive an Oscar for his film if they make wooden ones. President Carter to retitle his controversial Peace Not Apartheid as Jew Eat. Well, how do you think I feel? Cosmologists discover comets made from hammers, nails, and puppy dogs' tails, not frozen debris from the outer edges of the universe. Polygamist ordered to stand trial 7 times. Britney to get shag seat covers. The UAE to vote on a new combination of letters that doesn't make them look like an electrical union. Actually, women can vote in the Emirates. Their votes just aren't taken seriously. Okay. Donald Trump scrutinizes Miss USA's personal issues. And they look good from here. I have to say I'm on her side on this one. You know, on the streets of New York, Crisco is up to $20 a gram. NBA Commissioner David Stern has leather balls. And officials will be standing by with penalty flags for Prince's Super Bowl halftime performance. And they'll use instant replay if they have to, because after all, the man is Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake all rolled into one. Let's face it. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much.